ولما ضرب ابن مريم مثلا إذا قومك منه يصدون.
No sooner the example of the son of Mary was mentioned, then lo and behold, your people raised a clamor.
وقالوا أآلهتنا خير أم هو ما ضربوه لك إلا جدلا بل هم قوم خصمون.
And said, Who is better, our deities or he? They said so only out of contentiousness. They are a disputatious people. And said, Who is better, our deities or he? It was said earlier in verse 45, Ask all our messengers whom we sent before you whether we had appointed any deities beside the Merciful One to be worshipped. As this point was made to the Meccans, Abdullah ibn Zibari posed the question, The Christians who regard Jesus, son of Mary, as God, peace be upon him, do they worship him or not? If they do, what is wrong if the Meccans worship their own idols? On hearing this, the crowd of unbelievers burst into laughter, raising boisterous slogans and mockingly insisting for a satisfactory answer to this question, if there was any. Zamakhshari Al-Kashaf comments on Surah Al-Zukhruf 43:57. Here, the continuity of the revelation was not interrupted to answer the objections raised. However, after completing the issue at hand, attention was paid to the interlocutor's objections. It is pertinent to note that this incident has been variously reported in works of tafsir, and hence there are disagreements about the matter. However, reflection over the content of the revelation and the relevant traditions about the incident convince us that the view we have expressed above is correct.
إن هو إلا عبد أنعمنا عليه وجعلناه مثلا لبني إسرائيل.
He was no more than a servant of ours, one upon whom we bestowed our favors, and whom we made an example of our infinite power for the children of Israel. He was no more than a servant of ours, one upon whom we bestowed our favors, and whom we made an example. That the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, was an example of God's infinite power is a reference to Jesus' birth without a father and the bestowal upon him of miracles which had not been bestowed upon anyone either before or after him. He would make a bird of clay, breathe into it, and it would become a living bird. He would give sight to those born blind. He would cure lepers. He would even raise the dead back to life. The purpose of what is said here is to emphasize that despite Jesus' extraordinary birth and the miracles granted to him, it was wrong to consider him as anything other than God's creature and servant. As for worshiping him, that is absolutely out of the question. He was no more than a servant of God upon whom he had bestowed extraordinary favors, making him an example of his infinite power.
وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ مَلَائِكَةً فِي الْأَرْضِ يَخْلُفُونَ
If we had so willed, we could have made some of you into angels to become your successors on earth. If we had so willed, we could have made some of you into angels. Alternatively, this can be translated as follows. Make some of you give birth to angels.
وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا وَاتَّبِعُونَ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ
Verily, he, i.e. Jesus, peace be upon him, is a portent of the hour. So be in no doubt concerning it. And follow me, this is the straight way. Verily, he, i.e. Jesus, peace be upon him, is a portent of the hour. This may also be translated to mean that it is a source of knowledge about the hour. This naturally raises the question about identifying the source. For Al-Hasan al-Basri and Sayyid ibn Jubair, the reference is to the Quran. In other words, by studying the Quran, one can learn about the hour. However, this interpretation is not borne out by the context. the verse does not contain any clue or hint which would link it with the Quran. As for other exegetes, they are unanimous in their view that the allusion here is to Jesus, son of Mary, peace be upon him. This fits in with the context, yet one is still faced with the question as to the sense in which Jesus, peace be upon him, is to be taken as a portent of the hour or as a means of knowing it. In the opinion of many exegetes, namely Abdullah ibn Abbas, Ikrama, Qatada, Sudi, Dahak, Abu al-Aliya and Abu Malik, the reference is to the second coming of the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, which is foretold in several ahadith. The verse therefore means that when Jesus reappears, this will indicate the approach of the last day. It is, however, hard to agree with these scholars that the verse speaks of the second coming of the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. Besides, this view is also not supported by the latter part of the verse. Jesus' second coming may serve as the portent of the last day only for the people present at that time. It could not serve this purpose for the Meccan unbelievers. In view of this, the directive to them, so be in no doubt concerning it, does not say much. We are therefore inclined to endorse the interpretation of those exegetes who are of the opinion that the reference here is to Jesus' miraculous birth and his extraordinary miracle-making, which stand out as proofs in support of the possibility of the last day. What is being said here is that God, who can cause the birth of a person without a father and whose servant can breathe life into a bird of clay and revive the dead, can easily resurrect the Meccan unbelievers, and for that matter, all dead people.
وَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ.
Let not Satan hinder you from believing in the hour, for surely he is your open enemy. Let not Satan hinder you from believing in the hour. Satan incites man to disbelieve in the last day.
وَلَمَّا جَاءَ عِيسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ قَالَ قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَلِأُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ بعض الذي تختلفون فيه فاتقوا الله وأطيعون.
When Jesus, peace be upon him, came with clear signs and said, I have brought wisdom to you that I may make plain to you some of the things you differ about. So fear Allah and follow me.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ.
Allah is my Lord and your Lord, therefore serve Him. That is the straight way. Allah is my Lord and your Lord, therefore serve Him. That is the straight way. Notwithstanding the Christians' flawed concepts, the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, never claimed to be God or his son, nor did he ever ask people to worship him. His message was exactly the same as that of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and all other prophets.
فَاخْتَلَفَ الْأَحْزَابُ مِنْ بَيْنِهِمْ فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمٍ أَلِيمٍ.
Then the factions fell apart among themselves. So woe to the wrongdoers from the chastisement of a grievous day. Then the factions fell apart among themselves. Some of those who opposed Jesus, peace be upon him, went to such extremes as to accuse him of being an illegitimate child and made concerted efforts towards his crucifixion. On the other hand, some of those whose faith in him exceeded all reasonable limits made him into God's son. Jesus' Godhead proved to be a highly complex issue, which caused the Christians to split into countless sects.
هَلْ يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَةَ أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
Are they awaiting anything other than the last hour, that it should suddenly come upon them without even perceiving it?
الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين.
On that day, Even bosom friends shall become enemies to one another, all except the God-fearing. On that day, even bosom friends shall become enemies to one another, all except the God-fearing. Only those friendships that are rooted in godliness and righteousness will remain intact in the hereafter. All other friendships will turn into bitter hostility. Those who are presently cooperating in acts of wickedness and error will blame each other on the day of judgment so as to obtain their own exoneration. This point occurs recurrently in the Quran. Hence, one should think very carefully and then decide whom to make his friend in this life. In choosing friends, one should give serious thought as to whose friendship will be truly beneficial or harmful.